This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 11th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Wow, what a week in the news. I know I say that about every week, but I mean this one, the church shooting in Texas on Sunday, the arrest in Saudi Arabia, possible war between Saudi Arabia and Yemen, the sex scandals that just won't quit, Judge Roy Moore caught up in it with the accusers that they've drug out of the past from, like 40 years ago. I mean, it's just incredible, but, I've got a lot of news that I want to cover today. I've got several clips that I want to share with you, and we're going to dig into some of this. I wanted to make mention before we get started. If you're looking for something to listen to, if you're expanding your horizons, I listened to Eric Stryker's podcast this past week. Fascism Now, it's play on Democracy Now. But anyway, Eric Stryker and Matt Heimbach. Now, I didn't know a lot about Matt Heimbach. I've heard a few interviews. This really went deep into it. Eric Stryker, probably my favorite up and coming broadcaster. He really puts the pedal to the metal. I'm not sure what to describe. Very articulate, intelligent gentleman that is making a name for himself in the truth movement, but you can find that on YouTube. You can look it up for yourself, but I would recommend that. I try to share something new each week. Now let's get started. And like I said, I got a lot of stuff I want to cover. Christopher Cantwell had his day in court. He stood charged with three counts of violence related to using pepper spray at the Unite the Right rally. Now a tranny and a homosexual went to the magistrate and filed charges against Cantwell, and a warrant was issued. He's been denied bail on these fake claims that are disproved by the video evidence. Now, these two of the three counts was proven to be a complete lie. Now, he's been held in court for 3 months without bail. And this is a story from the Daily Stormer, which has been kicked off again. He is back to the dark web, to the best of my knowledge, unless something's changed overnight. And in the story, he says, this is Andrew England's story, "I should remind you, you can attack a U.S. senator and break five of his ribs and get out of jail with a $5,000 bond." And what a great point that is. In case you don't know, Rand Paul's neighbor, I wish I could remember his name. It's like Rene Boucher, I believe. Rene Boucher just went over and kicked Ron Paul's ass, broke his ribs. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this attack. Supposedly he was riding his lawnmower. Maybe he was blindsided. I don't know. But Rand Paul is going to go down as being remembered that a dude named Rene Boucher just came over and just kicked his ass. but anyway. So you can beat up your senator on his very own property at his house and get out on a $5,000 bond, but you deploy pepper spray while under violent attack in a melee, you go to jail without bond, facing 60 years in prison. Now, to get down to the heart of it, one of the charges was dropped and the other two were combined into a single charge. It's a charge relating to discharging the pepper spray in a crowd, not against any specific person, and the malicious wounding aspect has been removed. He was looking at a max of 60 years. Now he's looking at 5 years. So he is actually, you can find the story. Cantwell is doing his own podcast, Live from the SEG podcast. You can look that up, Live on the SEG podcast. And he is actually calling out from jail and broadcasting his message. So it's I wanted to share that with you. Now, I'm having to do some of this off of my phone today, so everyone bear with me slightly. I received an email overnight from Jeff Skook, National Socialist Movement, and you know, you people, you kill me. You know, just because I interview different segments of this movement, whether you like them or dislike them matters not to me. They're part of the movement. It doesn't mean because I quote or play or interview someone from the National Socialist Movement, which I believe their views and opinions should be heard. They're not going to be heard on, you know, Lester Cuckholt, I can tell you that much, or Cuck Todd. But anyway, you know, I have received these emails telling me how much displeasure that gives you. You are wasting my time. If you actually take note of this broadcast, I don't even give out my email address anymore. You know, that's how much I feel like corresponding is working for me here. So I just wanted to get that said. But I received this email from Jeff Skook, and it's a Washington Post story. I'm sure you can go to NSM88.org and check it out for yourself. But 11 residents injured in the injured in August during the violence that sprang up from a planned rally by white nationalists in Charlottesville are suing the supremacists. Now, I'm reading a Washington Post article that Jeff Skook sent me, asking for monetary damages and a ban on similar gatherings. The lawsuit filed Thursday in federal court in Charlottesville cites the law enacted during Reconstruction to counter intimidation of blacks in the South and more recent cases targeting anti-abortion activists. The complaint. Now, this was not this past Thursday. I'm not sure. I think this was Thursday before. I'm not exactly sure when this complaint was filed. But the complaint accuses the Unite the Right rally leaders and organizers, including white nationalists Richard Spencer, Jason Kessler, Matt Heimbach, of violating state and federal civil rights laws by creating a menacing environment, blah, 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 blah. The Ku Klux Klan, Vanguard America, the Nationalist Front, and the League of the South, all of which support white nationalist or supremacist aims and took part in the rally, are among the 36 individuals and organizations named in the 113-page complaint. So, anyway, the email from Jeff Skook goes on to say that, you know, they're going to have to defend themselves in court and leading up to, you know, different ways that you can donate and help his movement, which, you know, I just wanted to bring to your attention. Excuse me. Nothing like having some hiccups. I wanted to bring to your attention that there is quite a bit of different groups and individuals, 36 that is being sued in this ridiculous absurdity. Those that have emailed and called in, like we're gonna win this thing by fighting our way through the rigged and crooked and super corrupt court system. I mean, if you've been alive and well in the last 12 months and seen that. The President of the United States can't even ban people from coming in this country without some sellout traitor federal judge having somehow the ability to stop that. How in the world do we think that the court system is going to be of much help to us? We shall see as this goes. I think the Chris Cantwell story shows that the fix is in. He is still denied bail. He's still in jail. He's been there 3 months. Charges against him, 2 of the 3 fell apart like, you know, a paper airplane in a hurricane, and yet it's so obvious that they are intending to give him the railroad the very best that they can. Okay, we've got to move on. Now, this is probably the best story of the year, of the freaking year, and of course it's totally being underreported in the media and probably in the alternative media, but if you do a Google search and look how much press this story has actually had, it is It is a lot. When I say it's being underreported, I mean mainstream media, you may not be seeing this much on world news, that kind of thing, but local media is covering it. Now, I am reading from a newobserveronline.com story. Okay to Be White posters prove media's anti-white hate. The control media and associated liberals have predictably fallen for the excellent, thought-out, and executed It's Okay to Be White campaign, first devised by activists on 4chan, thereby completely proving the campaign's purpose, which was to show the establishment's inherent anti-white nature. Now, I'm gonna read to you. Now, I know a lot of you already know that this has went on, but I'm gonna read to you what their plan that they laid out was. It's short. The plan was outlined by a post on the 4chan board, consisted of 7 instructions to activists: distribute news of the campaign to various bulletin boards and download a PDF copy of a poster with the words "It's okay to be white" from a prearranged page. Put on silly Halloween costumes for anonymity. Nobody will think twice because it's Halloween. They corresponded all this with the Halloween holiday so that they could go out and put the flyers up in costume. And even if they were taking pictures, they wouldn't know who it was. Posters go up on campuses and elsewhere across the world on Halloween night. The next morning, the media goes completely berserk. Normies tune in to see what's going on and see the posters saying it's okay to be white. And the media begins frothing at the mouth. Now, this is actually numbered. This is number 6. Normies realize the leftists and journalists hate white people, so they turn on them. Credibility for the far-left campuses and media gets nuked. Massive victory for the far-right in the culture war. Many more of our guys spawned overnight. Normies is used in the blogosphere for normal. The instructions contained a proof of concept link and a YouTube video from ABC7 News, which it said showed that the tactic would work because a harmless message like this has already caused a massive storm before. Now, you can go on and you can see some of the news media reaction. The point is to have the maximum contrast between how evil the media portrays these posters and how clearly benign they are to normies. The instructions continued: do not alter the poster. Uniformity is key. It will have the biggest impact. The plan worked as predicted. The Washington Post breathlessly reported, it's okay to be white. Signs and stickers appear on campuses and streets across the country. The newspaper said that since Tuesday, the posters have been spotted in Rocky River, Ohio, Minnesota, New Orleans, various high schools, various colleges. I'm going down a little bit of a list here, but the fact that such an innocuous poster could provoke such an outcry is indeed evidence that the original organizers were absolutely correct in their strategy. Just being white is a hate crime in the eyes of the media and the establishment. Now, this thing's got a whole long list of media that covered this. This is the same rationale that allows for the creation and promotion of exclusive non-white and Jewish groups and lobbies, such as the Black Congressional Caucus or the Hispanic Congressional Caucus or the Black Police Officers Association or Black Lawyers Associations or the Republican Jewish Coalition or the National Jewish Democratic Council. But anybody organizing a white congressional caucus or a white police officers association or Republican white coalition would be instantly attacked and run out of town for being a racist or a white supremacist. The Okay to Be White campaign has once again clearly demonstrated the fact that the establishment is inherently anti-white and needs to be utterly overthrown if white people are ever to live in peace and freedom again. Now, I'm reading from the end of the article. Now, I've got a clip. You know, National Alliance, I talk a lot about Kevin Alfred Strom. I got a story. I'm going to be talking about him a little bit more in the broadcast. You can go to natall.com. You can download various flyers. You can go to nsm88.org. You can download various flyers and other places, too. There's all kinds. But they've been doing some of this for a while. But this It's Okay to Be White campaign has been by far the biggest and probably, no doubt, the most successful. But I've got a clip here. It's clip number one, Sam. The National Alliance one, the one I sent first. We're going to play this clip. This is the reaction of news media when some flyers like this are distributed in Iowa. All right, here we go.
Another wave of controversial flyers are popping up in Davenport.
Neighbors say they found the flyers promoting white supremacy in their driveways over the weekend. The flyers say, "Love Your Race." A group listed as a National Alliance claims responsibility for them. Similar flyers, you might remember, turned up in August. That prompted a group to organize a no-hate rally in Davenport. Now neighbors say this new wave seems more aggressive. It's tonight's top story. Fox 18's Kelly Bowles joins us live in the newsroom with that. Kelly?
Jim and Tiffany, I spoke with some Davenport neighbors who say finding these flyers so close to home is disturbing. The papers were tucked away inside a weekend newspaper ad about a week ago. Tonight, they say the incident is still leaving the neighborhood with an unsettling feeling.
On a quiet street in Davenport, neighbors got a rude awakening Sunday morning.
Immediately, my first thought when we saw it, I just wanted to like go door to door and hug my neighbors because we have a very diverse neighborhood here, and I don't want anyone to feel intimidated about living here or being part of this community.
Controversial flyers that read "Love Your Race" appeared at the end of several driveways, and a link to a white supremacist group is listed at the bottom.
You question their motives and the fact that they want to hide about this and not just do it in the light of day.
Neighbors say the flyers were wrapped around free advertisements that come in the mail and seem to try to associate themselves with a local newspaper.
I'm just hoping everybody did the same thing and just put it in the recycling bin. That was the end of it.
This isn't the first time people in Davenport have seen these messages. Back in August, neighbors found the flyers on car windshields, and the community responded with a no-hate rally, hoping to spread a different message, that hate has no home here.
You know, you love one another, you love your neighbors.
But now they say knowing someone was so close to their homes means the supremacist group doesn't seem to be going away.
We're new to the area, and to this area of Davenport anyway, so it's a little concerning.
And don't want the flyers to get into the wrong hands, especially their children's.
It is very disheartening, and because there's web addresses on it and kids have access to tablets and anything, I really do worry about, you know, kids finding it.
But neighbors say they won't be deterred by the disturbing signs and will continue to push for unity throughout their community.
Stand up and speak out against it so people know that they're not alone and that it's not not tolerated and it won't be tolerated in this community.
A local group known as One Human Family QCA encourages anyone in the community to report hate incidents in their area. You can find out how you can make those reports by visiting our website at ourquadcities.com.
All right, how about that? The local people receive a flyer that says "Love Your Race," and it's got a beautiful young white lady on the cover. "Love Your Race," and it's a wave of white supremacism. So disturbing. They call the freaking police, who do investigate the distribution of these type of flyers, apparently. I mean, doesn't this show you how successful the anti-white indoctrination of the mainstream media has ultimately been on a large portion of this dumbed-down society? I mean, the results of it's all around, and then that's why this "It's Okay to Be White" campaign was predictably would work so beautifully. They're baiting these haters. They're the haters. It gets me. They call that "Love Your Race." They're saying it's being distributed by some haters. Isn't the irony rich? Someone that outwardly proclaims to love their race, and by the mainstream media standards, and these super cucked, politically correct wimps. That's a hater. And, you know, I'll say it again quickly before we go to break. You know, when I read the Turner Diaries and everything was coming down to breaking apart on race, and this was, I guess I read that about 15 years ago, I just couldn't see it being like this. And here we are today, and look at how racism, being called a racist, is the most prevalent thing now in our media, in our society. It is we've got white people in droves that are scared to death to be called a racist. If you give out a flyer that says "Love Your Race," you're a big hater. But if you're white, now if you were giving out that flyer and it was saying love your race, Black Lives Matter, well, you'd be a celebrated activist. You probably could get a college scholarship just for writing Black Lives Matter on your entrance qualifications. But if you're white and do it, well, by golly, you're a big old racist. Hate. Coming back with more, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Barron. Back in moments.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockage.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. And I've got a story here. ADL's Jew bomb threats against Jews are white hate. The NewObserverOnline.com. The Jewish members of the Anti-Defamation League, who continually decry white racism while endorsing Israel, have counted the 162 bomb threats to Jewish community centers made by a Jew in Israel as part of the surge in anti-Semitic incidents, which they blame on white people in America, even though these threats make up more than half of the surge of the incidents. Now, I had to report this, but do you understand what I'm saying? Do you remember earlier in the year the rash of bomb threats to the JCCs, the Jewish Community Centers? The president spoke of it, I believe, during his State of the Union address. He was forced to have to grovel and discuss the Jewish community's plight. Now, this young man in Israel was causing planes to be diverted. He was causing mass hysteria at some of these community centers, supposedly, where they would call the FBI and the SBI and the police and the sheriff's department and the bomb squad and everything else. 162 counts. And, of course, that story, once it was revealed, and it's very interesting because we've seen Trump do this now time and time and time again. He made mention I can't remember exactly how he put it, but he made mention that it could be someone hoaxing this or something like that. And, of course, the media went crazy and it come out that it was all true. Now, according to the report in the Jerusalem Post, the ADL says that anti-Semitic incidents in the first 9 months of 2017 have risen 67% from the period last year. The 162 bomb threats made by a Jew with American citizenship in Israel through the internet were included in the ADL's numbers, even though they actually make up the majority, 53% of the claimed surge. So they're the ones that was committed by a Jew. And it's a very strange story. I've covered it before. You can look into it for yourself. But it's a very strange story. This guy supposedly doing it out of his parents' windows and got his own equipment and blah 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 blah. But anyway, whatever. They're actually using this, their own hoax, to ramp up their numbers to create this illusion that there is mass widespread anti-Semitism, even though over 50% of it was committed by them themselves. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And so I just wanted to share that with you because if you remember, our state legislatures and our certainly our Congress and Senate in Washington D.C. the sellout super cucks of the Republican and Democrat parties, they love to pass legislation that makes the ADL and AIPAC and the rest of these organizations happy, as we all know. So claiming that there is more and more anti-Semitism on the rise and these threats, they'll pass more and more legislation, just as I've discussed many times on this broadcast. They're working toward the definition of anti-Semitism and make it a hate crime, where if you break the definition of anti-Semitism, which is any criticism, any discussion, anything at all other than being a big cheerleader for the wars and aggression and foreign policy of Israel and its puppet, the United States government. Now, here's one. You know, I'm a little bit of a news hound. I think I keep up with local news and the world news pretty good, even though you would never know anything by watching NBC. I heard Don Black say that Dr. William Luther Pierce said that NBC was the absolute worst news, and that's why he liked to watch it, and that's the only channel I get. So I do watch the NBC World News with Lester Holt, and it is amazing what they leave out, what they never cover that you happen to know is going on. I mean, think about the remember the shooting in Tennessee, the Antioch, Tennessee church shooting. It was one dead, six wounded. The man was a black man, went in, shot up the white church. It was from the stand. You didn't get play-by-play on that one, now, did you? All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio running down some of the crazy news of the week. And before we went to break, I was making the point that, you know, when I say Trayvon Martin, I mean following the story for a play-by-play constantly, daily for a year or so, like they did the Trayvon Martin case. You can easily see how they pick and choose. And the Antioch, Tennessee, the Sudanese man that went in and shot up the church, it was not Trayvon Martin. Even the Mandalay, and I've got a clip of Tucker Carlson we'll be playing later in the broadcast, the Las Vegas shooting is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, it just keeps getting stranger. We'll get to that, but I am amazed when I find news that is happening in this state of North Carolina, and I watch WXII out of Winston-Salem every night just about. I catch my local news because they put it on at 4:30, 5 to 6, 6 to 6:30. It's everywhere. But anyway, those of you who are in North Carolina, Have you seen any news outlet cover this? And who covered it? Where did I find the story? The Daily Stormer. We don't even know what country Andrew England's in. All right, listen to this. Terrorist plants bomb near Confederate statue, almost kills white college teacher. Now, I've not seen this anywhere. This is news. Listen to this. Now, the College Fix ran the story. An intentionally set incendiary device planted at the base of a poplar tree, at the University of North Carolina recently exploded and sent a professor to the hospital. Meanwhile, the arson suspect, a former student, faces 6 felony charges. Now, the device erupted Thursday at the Davy Poplar Tree. Here it's poplar, up there it's popular. Planted when the university was first founded, the tree is located near a controversial statue that has been the subject of heated student protest in recent months. Now, to give you some background on that, that's the Silent Sam statue, which was there, placed there to commemorate students that had taken part in the Civil War from my understanding. Astronomy professor Dan Reichert had been strolling along the campus when a former Eagle Scout spotted a small fire burning at the base of a tree. As he attempted to stomp out the flames, the device exploded, propelling him backwards and seriously burning his face and arms, according to news reports on the story. Now, I don't know, you know, maybe more closer to the area that this happened, maybe that made the news. But I can tell you, out here in Ruralville, it is, this story was silenced. And I will guarantee you, obviously, that the person that they have arrested is some super liberal. And I didn't spend a lot of time on it, but I couldn't even find the name of who they had arrested. So isn't that interesting that, could you imagine the news it would be if they could arrest some white nationalist for planting a bomb somewhere and it blowing up and burning some liberal professor or whatever? It would be, oh my God, that's all would be on the news. And they would be showing the pictures of the burnt face and interviewing all these people that are so distraught over the event and blah, 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 blah. But when it's the other way around, well, by golly, she's not even newsworthy 100 miles away. So I just wanted to share that with you. And again, hats off to the work the Daily Stormer's doing. I mean, if they're not showing everybody else how it's done, then you tell me. Listen, we knew this day was coming. We knew all these facts before, but here they are in print. The American government knew. Now, the headline here is U.S. UK lied to world over Iraq WMDs, admits ex-UK prime minister. The American government knew that Saddam Hussein possessed no weapons of mass destruction before the invasion of that country, but deliberately withheld the information from the world. Former UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown has admitted in his soon-to-be-published autobiography. Brown, who was a senior member of Tony Blair's cabinet and who became prime minister after Blair was ousted, writes in his book, My Life, Our Times, which will be published next week, that the Pentagon deliberately failed to share devastating intelligence that undermines the case for the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Now, look, this is Tony. I mean, this is Gordon Brown. This would be like, you know, I don't know, it would be like George W. Bush coming out now and saying, you know, Israel did 9/11. This does not even make the news either. This doesn't make the news either. Brown revealed the existence, now listen to this, of a secret U.S. report that raised serious doubts about whether Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. The report, commissioned before the invasion by Donald Rumsfeld, the U.S. Defense Secretary at the time, said America could not pinpoint any facilities in Iraq that produce, test, fill, or store biological weapons did not know whether all of the processes required to make chemical weapons were even in place. I mean, think of what our government done here, which is it's nothing new. It's nothing new for our government to totally lie, fabricate if necessary, the justification to go to war. I mean, and look at what has happened. I've got the story. I don't, you know, hopefully I'll get to it. I'm looking through my stack, but they, RT ran the story this week. U.S. has spent $5.6 trillion on wars since 9/11 based on lies. Just this right here. Just this right here should make everybody in America fighting mad, because the majority of the people in America, and I know for a fact, at least around here where I live, they believed George W. Bush, lying George W. Bush, war criminal George W. Bush. George W. Bush should be in chains. He should not be able to get bail. It's Chris Cantwell can't get bail for spraying tear gas in a freaking melee, and George W. Bush, who lied us into a disastrous war, killed millions of people, including thousands of his own citizens, wasted trillions of dollars, walks free, breathes free air, lives the multi-millionaire, billionaire lifestyle. That's America. And every one of these members of Congress, which is by far the majority that voted for this absurd war. And I was anti-war all the way through the early 2000s. When I started on local radio back in 2008, I was totally opposed to the wars. And just those of you that listen still, that listened back then, know that I took an attempted beating from the callers, but the callers were clueless to the reality of what had happened. They had succumbed to the indoctrination of their lying television, and they believed what the TV showed them rather than what a critical mind with a little bit of logical thinking could discern, especially if you've done a little bit of research. You know, Scott Renner had told us there was no weapons of mass destruction. And of course, you know, the propaganda that they rolled out to justify this war was unbelievable. I mean, they just beat it over the heads into the people, and they went along with it. Now, the story goes on to say America also lacked intelligence on Saddam's nuclear program, and Rumsfeld was told it was doubtful that Iraq could produce any longer-range missiles. It really just goes on to back up the fact that the United States of America lied its way into Iraq, and look at the devastation. There's still the repercussions. I mean, the fact that we're even in Syria supporting ISIS, trying to overthrow Assad, and then that supposedly led to the refugee crisis, which Syria has declared that they have defeated ISIS in Syria. So now all the refugees should be able to go home. All the refugees should be able to go home. But they won't, because it was all done by design to demographically destroy the willing participants in Europe, which were apparently practically all of them. And, well, by golly, that's working really well, because something else that's totally omitted from the world news is all of the, I mean, yesterday there was an attempted rundown in France. I don't think it killed people, but it hurt up some people. I mean, it's just going on all the time, the acid in the face and whatnot. But people in this country are practically unaware, because, you know, there's no reporting, and that's all they know. Now, listen to this. If you think you've heard it all, this past week, a British High Court has ordered that refugees who claim to be minors must be given priority in schools, healthcare, housing, and other benefits over and above the rights of the British people You go for it, you Brit. I tell you what, you have got just as bad a bunch of sellout traders running your country as we do here. According to reports, Justice Peter Jackson said the child refugees must get school place priority even when schools are oversubscribed, which means that local British children who might have been on the waiting list for years will be bumped down in favor of the refugees. Jackson made the ruling in a case of two refugees who claimed to be age 9 and 10 who mysteriously just appeared in Ungreat Britain. The two claimed that they had traveled for a year and 4 months to get to England, but no one actually knows how they suddenly appeared in northwest of England on August 18, 2016, alone but well-dressed, the judge said. Maybe Soros flew them in. Jackson also called on social workers to make sure that children who arrive to claim asylum without their parents or anyone else to look after them should have priority in getting medical care and NHS therapy, whatever that is. The test case, which now applies to all minor refugees in Britain, means that all local authorities will now be under a legal obligation to actively discriminate against British citizens and the legal residents, who, by the way, are being forced to fund this insanity. In addition, the judge said that older children arriving as unaccompanied asylum seekers might be given housing under less sweeping court orders. The court heard that two Afghans are currently living with a Pakistani foster family with whom they have a cultural background in common. Jackson added that they would undoubtedly be a first call on the local authorities' resources if subject to a care order and, depending on the education legislation, qualify for priority in the allocation of educational resources. Social workers would also be required to pursue their asylum application. I mean, there's no country in the world that does this except these ridiculously stupid white countries that are engaging in this self-inflicted destruction. Last year, 3,290 unaccompanied children claimed asylum, 754 of them from Afghanistan. More than 6 out of 10 claim to be 16 or 17. The age group believed to include high school proportions of older people, falsely saying they're under 18. The fact that two Afghans suddenly appeared in the northwest of England, hundreds of miles away from Calais, a European continent, is of course proof that they were illegally smuggled into the country and were well taken care of until they were dumped on the taxpayers. Also, they are getting rid of, they were having dental exams to at least try to estimate the age of these invaders into their country, but they've done away with that. So they will continue the stupidity of letting 25-year-old men go to high school or, I don't know, maybe middle school. I mean, if I let them be in the fifth grade. See how that turns out for your children. I mean, it really boggles my mind that simultaneously the people in power in Germany, France, Ungreat Britain, and America could all drink from the same Kool-Aid and then go along with this demographic destruction agenda. Blatantly, courts go along with it, the politicians go along with it, all you got the social justice warrior army, the media goes along with it, in all these countries simultaneously. And, of course, we see the repercussions, we see the acid in the face, we see people run down, we see people shot up, we see all the mayhem that is the recipe of destruction that comes about with this multiculturalism that they ram it down our throats. And I've got a really good article on that coming up. But yet it continues. Yet it continues. It's like, you know, you the solution the media always portrays is you need more of the same poison. We're not doing enough to make these people happy that we have to bring into our country. We have to continue. What we need is more of the same poison to reach our utopia. And yet people believe it. If you watch the video that I played earlier, if you did watch the video that covered the National Alliance flyers that were distributed in Iowa, if you watch that, they had the people there, when this happened before, had a Stop the Hate parade or whatever. If you look at it, there's a lot of white people in there. I don't know the demographics of that area of Iowa, but there's a lot of white people. They really think that they have succumbed to it. They really think that they're somehow bettering their society. They're helping fellow man. But, you know, I'm all for helping. If them people need help, help them where they're at. You know, don't bring them here. We see the results of that. That don't work. But some people you can't help. I mean, look at Zimbabwe. Look at Haiti. You know, at some point we might need to help ourselves. At some point we might want to help our own kind. If you're looking for poor people to help, they're in America. If they're in America, don't worry. You can find them. You ain't going to have to look hard. But just this idea that bringing these people here is somehow going to have a positive effect when all of the evidence proves otherwise. Total absurdity. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is reality theorist. I got some news I'm going to have to run down at the top of the hour. Just hold off on the phone calls. It'll be a little later. I got a couple of clips I got to play too. Also, whiteresistor.com, if you've never looked at that website, please do. One law for them, another one for us, was the title of the story. The leading Israeli newspaper, Haaretz, has finally completely admitted that the Zionist state forbids Jews from marrying non-Jews and also outlaws same-sex marriage. Policies which the same Jewish supremacists would call racist in any other country. The admission by Haaretz comes after years of denial by Jewish supremacists that Israeli marriage laws are based on race and serve as a final vindication to Dr. David Duke, who was one of the first public figures to point out this fact, an act for which the Jewish supremacist control media widely claim was untrue. Who would you be allowed to marry in Israel today? And starts off with a highly informative flowchart graphic, which spells out detail exactly of how Israel's marriage laws work. I didn't have time to decipher that maze. According to Haaretz, marriage in the Jewish state is entirely under the purview of religious authorities. There is no civil marriage. Jews can only be married in a religious ceremony by an Orthodox rabbi under the authority of the chief rabbinate, the top religious authority for Jews in Israel. Haaretz says this means there is no interfaith marriage between Jews and non-Jews, since Orthodox Judaism does not allow mixed unions. Israelis who belong to other streams of Judaism, such as Reform or Conservative, must still tie the knot in front of a Orthodox rabbi in a traditional ceremony if they want their marriage to be recognized in the state of Israel. Haaretz goes on to reveal exactly how exclusivist the Jewish racial marriage laws are by pointing out that Jews in Israel who only have one Jewish parent or grandparent are also not allowed to marry full Jews. This religious monopoly, which has no equal among Western democracies, puts people whose religious status is registered as other in a particularly precarious position. This mainly affects immigrants from the former Soviet Union who had received Israeli citizenship because they had at least one Jewish parent or grandparent, but are not considered Jews under religious law. The Haaretz article goes on to reveal how the Zionist state attempted to resolve the issue by bringing in a law which effectively forced these non-completely pure Jews to marry from within their own community rather than mix with the real Jews. Haaretz goes on to state that the effectiveness of this law is to further revealed by the fact that according to the Israeli Interior Ministry, only an average of 18 couples a year have taken advantage of the new laws. Finally, the article reveals same-sex couples are also excluded from marrying. Yet at the same time, these Jewish lobbies all support policies in America and all other host nations, which are the exact opposite of the policies they support in Israel. It is the old story, one standard for the Jewish supremacists and another for the Goyim. Now, this article goes on. You can go to whiteresistor.com, read it for yourself. I have no problem with whatever they want to do in Israel. The problem I've got is what they push successfully, unfortunately, in all the other countries, like the United States of America, which is the epitome of hypocrisy. Back in a moment.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.